From WBHM News, I'm Andrew Yeager. You probably know the teenage stereotype. Teens go to class, hang out with friends, but they're self-absorbed and don't really care about bigger issues. That, of course, is not true, as WBHM's Kyra Miles shows us. Kyra is our education reporter and a Report for America Corps member. As a part of that program, Kyra developed a service project with two of her Report for America colleagues at AL.com. The trio worked with students at Birmingham's Ramsey High School to create podcasts where students discuss topics ranging from racism in schools to mental health. Kyra sat down with Savannah Tryons-Fernandez and Rebecca Griesbach from AL.com to talk about the work they did with students over the last school year.
Earlier this month, we had a final listening session for our ninth grade and senior classes. Savannah, there was one podcast you took a particular interest in. Tell us about it.
Yeah, from our ninth grade class, we had an excerpt from a podcast on period products in schools. It was really timely since Alabama just passed a law providing free period products to all Title I schools, which includes Ramsey, but also includes all Birmingham City schools. Kimora Reynolds, Faith Oden, and Sierra Fells explored this topic, and they talked to their classmates and the head of an organization that donates period products to low-income communities.
Echo Pickering is the creator of Monthly, an organization that takes donations of pads and tampons and takes them to communities that help people affected by period poverty, which is basically a lack of access to menstrual products and hygiene facilities.
I think that having period products in the bathroom especially is really essential because it's already a time where you're feeling pretty vulnerable.
As Aiko says, period products are needed for girls. It's not a choice to have a period, so I should at least be able to have easy access to a basic necessity. At our age, emotions and stress run high, so not being able to have easy access to these products and restrooms can become overwhelming. I myself have had to experience the stress of worrying if my pad has leaked through or if I brought enough pads to go to school.
I agree.
Me too.
Because I am already worried about a lot of other things, and me forgetting my products or unexpectedly starting my cycle would just top it off and make me even more nervous and mad and ready to go home.
They go on to talk about other experiences and systemic issues in menstrual equity. I personally loved this podcast, but what were y'all's takeaways? Rebecca?
It definitely made a few people uncomfortable in class, but that I think that just shows how good they were at showing how uncomfortable it is to get your period in class and how schools can make that easier.
A class of seniors also made podcasts about topics ranging from sports equity to social media. One group with Carlin Hester, Blake Thomas, Nicholas Figures, and Doren Holman talked about the different outcomes of going to a historically black university or a predominantly white institution for college. They talked to family members and teachers about their experiences.
We had Mr. Haddon, a teacher at Ramsey High School, talk about his experience. Mr. Haddon went to Miles College in Birmingham, Alabama, and Alabama State University in Montgomery, Alabama, which are two HBCUs, and the University of West Alabama in Livingston, Alabama, which is a PWI.
To be honest, I was more comfortable when I got to Miles because I'm around people that look like me, think like me, act like me, talk like me, walk like me, eat like me, sleep like me, teach like me, learn like me.
He then goes on to talk about the differences between the two schools.
Those teachers at HBCUs, they care. They teach with compassion and concern, whereas I didn't get that at the PWI institution.
According to the United Negro College Fund, HBCUs make up 3% of colleges but enroll 10% of all black students and 20% of black graduates.
At the end of this podcast, the students revealed where they're going to college and how this podcast either reaffirmed their decision to go to an HBCU or made them reevaluate. Savannah, what did you think about this podcast?
I thought it was really great. They took the time to ask their parents and family members questions they'd never asked before.
So we asked the ninth graders to tell us about what they took away from this project, and the answers made us even more proud of the work they put in.
Yeah, this is Rebecca. Here's Seth Thomas. I edited his podcast about racism in schools.
And what I took away from this little project was it really helped me improve socially. It made me become a better person socially. And also, I say that because it really forces you to communicate and go get these interviews from other people.
I want to point out that Seth was a pretty quiet student in class throughout this entire process, so hearing him say this made me really happy. Anyone else?
This is Savannah. He also said he's considering possibly being a journalist after this project, so I'd say that's a job well done.
This is Rebecca. We also heard from another student, Destiny Cook.
It taught me patience and how to adapt to people and what they wanted to do and just like to
put yourself aside, like, just for a couple moments so you can get what you need.
This is Savannah. I think Destiny really summed up one of the goals of this project, which was to show that lessons in journalism apply to all aspects of life.
Absolutely. We heard from the students, but I'm curious what y'all's takeaways were from the service project. Savannah, you first.
This was a really good reminder of how important student voices are and how well-placed they are to tell stories about their schools and larger community. I think this effort helped equip students with the ability to tell the stories that are important to them and can make education journalism as a whole more personal, more inclusive, and more impactful.
Rebecca?
Well, we're all education reporters, so I think it was a cool way to engage with students on a regular basis and also see up close how this school is navigating COVID and other challenges. And I think it was also just really valuable just to see how the students felt about their school's response and other topics that they were passionate about.
Spending that much time with students was rewarding, not just for this project, but also informing us about what students care about in the news. I'm also really proud of this project because I always want more young Black voices in audio journalism, or just journalism in general. And I think their ideas and concerns deserve to be uplifted, and I'm happy that we had this opportunity to explore that with them. This project was just so fulfilling, and it really makes me excited for the future of journalism. I wanted to thank y'all for sitting down and talking with me.
Thanks, Kyra.
Thanks for having us, and thanks to the students for participating.
That's Savannah Tryons-Fernandez and Rebecca Griesbach from AL.com and WBHM's Kyra Miles. All three are Report for America Corps members covering education. You can hear more of the students' podcasts at our website, wbhm.org.